Yeah, yeah. Okay, we're beginning. We're doing the Hakdama from the Psicha, from the Prima Godim, but in order to properly understand it, we have to see two things. One is we have to see the Gemara, and then the other is we have to see the Shulchan Aruch Abyssal.
You there? Okay. I'm putting you down. Hang on. Slight interruption. 60 seconds.
First, we'll take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara is a short piece on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We're going to come back to this Gemara a number of times. I mean, it's almost this section of the Gemara a number of times. But Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, middle of the page, it says like this. We're talking about Hadacha Rishona. The halacha is you make Hadacha Rishona, Melicha, and Hadacha Achrona. Hadacha Rishona is the whole topic today. Why do we do it? There's a lot of different opinions. Unbelievable number of opinions. But the chap is, and that's the beauty of this whole piece, is that all that has halacha are mighty differences. And in the Gemara, it's brought the following way. There seem to be two different sources for Melicha. Shmuel says, "Ein abasa yotze midei damu el diun kein molcho yofe yofe madicho yofe yofe." Shmuel says, the only way you're going to get out all of the blood from the meat is if you do a melicha well, yafa yafa, umadicha yafa yafa, and you wash it well. There's no mention of a hadacha rishonim. Itmar, Ravuna amar moleach umadiach. He says the other way around. We learn Ravuna says, I'm sorry, moleach umadiach. But Babas Nisan Tana Mediach Umoleach Umadiach. So in a Braisa, it's what? That there's a Hadacha Rishona, and then the Malicha, and then Hadacha Achrona. Zach the Gemara below Pligi, that these sources are not in contradiction. Hai the Chalal Beit Habcho, ha the Lo Chalal Beit Habcho. In one, it came from the butcher, and he's washed it off. The word chalale means that he has washed it, so it's coming prepared. So the Hadacha Rishona is upgeret, it's done already. If the Hadacha Rishona is done already, then there's no problem, you don't have to do it. That's if it comes back from the butcher and it's been washed. But if the tabach just shechted, and then you took the meat right away and you didn't get a chance to do Hadacha Rishona, then you have to do Hadacha Rishona in the house. That's the Gansa piece. Nothing else there. Now, what's the source? What does it matter? What's the whole inyan? And that's what we're talking about now. What does it mean, this Hadacha Rishona? So turn to the Psicha. Shalom Aleichem. Turn to the Psicha in the Prima Godim. Prima Godim's Psicha, right at the end of Shulchan Aruch, Melicha. Before he starts the rest. In the Psicha, we're holding on the second column, the left hand column, and it's the word Va'ator. Va'ator avo lefaresh tam hadacha rishona. Now, I didn't bring my own Shulchan Aruch, but it may be a little staccato how I deliver this. but we're not necessarily going to be able to touch on every word. It'll take maybe much more than an hour to be able to go through this little piece here. But we're going to try to touch base with most of it. The at, so don't, if I skip things, it's intentional. The ata avol lefaresh tam hadacha rishoni. Everybody see it?
Yeah.
Fourth paragraph, left-hand column, page 328. Hinei rabu bo hadeos. Now, you know, I'm sorry, before I start, I promised to do the Shulchan Aruch. So let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. And it will give us an inkling of what's happening here. So let's take a look how the Shulchan Aruch puts it down. Tzorich lahadir. Everybody have it? Page 26, Samach Tessa, the Pallav. Tzorich lahadir habosah kodem alicho. You have to wash the meat before the malicho. Im hidichu hatabach, ain't tzorich lahadir habayis. But if the butcher has washed the meat, then you don't have to do it a second time. So it seems that it can be done, not necessarily right before the salting. Okay? That's all you have to see in the Shulchan Aruch. But let's take a look at the Taz now. And the Shach. The Taz says, the Beis Yosef may be based taimim lahadach rishona. Hayechod, mishum dam be'en. Dam be'en, we discussed, that's a daraisa. The dam you'd find inside the arteries, etc. You find it inside the heart. It's going to be called dam be'en.
Or on the surface of the meat.
Oh, it's a shiloh. Whether we find on the surface of the meat, whether it's dam be'en, we treat a kid dam be'en. We're going to see the words, very important to see these words, because it kind of creep up on us. Is the kid dam be'en and is dam be'en, but dam be'en is an isur d'oraisa, as opposed to, for example, dam shebishloi, which is not going to be called dam be'en, and dam shemolcha, which is not going to be dam be'en, but real pure dam that's a isur d'oraisa of a chilas dam, not an onish kares. Kares is only on the dam nefesh, but this is something that at least is covered by a lav, is only that what we call dam be'en. And there's a question, is this dam ben, not dam ben? Remember, a lot of the blood you find on the surface may have been inside the, what they call movable basar, within the meat, in the capillaries, and it comes out when it's cut. So that blood is only kid dam ben. Very important to understand that.
Which is what, Dirbana?
Well, in other words, if we're saying it's kid dam ben, we're treating it like an isur d'oraisa. Because we're not even sure, right? So that's what we're calling a kid dam be'en. We give it the chumras of dam be'en, but it's a real bona fide dam be'en, it's not. We're going to see this, you're going to just be aware of the subtle differences that you're going to see. Okay, anyway, what I wanted to show you here is this. Ha'echa mishum dam be'en shuhu ala habasa. She'ein ha'melach maflit el adam ha'balua shuhu lach ha'bolomashin nisyavesh al-panov. So it seems that there's a concern that some of the blood remains on the surface, and it's going to get hard, and you can't get it off by salting it. V'im lo yadicho iso techila, and if you don't take it off first, but through hadach rishona, so I have dried blood on top. Yesh lachush shemali achash yaniach meleflot dam betzir, after it gives off all the blood and the tzir, which is the juice of the meat. Yehei nitach v'yiv le'enov. It's going to get that dam be'en is going to get softened, and the melach will put it into the basar. So therefore, that dam be'en is a latent, is a potential oiser, and it must be removed. That's what Hadach Rishona does, according to this first shita, which is unnamed, and it's a little bit confusing. If it's the Ran, if it's the smack, we're going to say, the people are going to say it's a smack. Okay, tam beis, the second reason, mishum shiyisrachei chabosar, that by soaking the meat, soaking the meat, you soften the meat, the yetzei damo ayidei malicha, and the dam will work, I mean, sorry, the salt will work effectively. So there's two different approaches. One is we do hadach rishona to remove the blood, which is dangerous to us, and could get put into the meat. it's a potential iser, and the other is that we soften the meat to make the process of mulicha work. Because you see, this is the big problem that we have. We have a kabod, the mulicha works, but all systems have to be go. Everything has to be maximalized. If we're going to mess it up, as we mentioned last time, for example, if you look in the Dagum Avavu and the Pesachei Tshuva, it talks about heating up the water, that it shouldn't be too cold. Look at the Pesachei Tshuva. Ayein beis yoisa shekaz b'mkomis ha-karim, in the places where it's very cold, u'bizman ha-kor in the winter, ha-gadol, yasimu ha-mayim bu'ur, ha-shet tafig tzinasam, you have to heat it up to remove the cold in the water. And then you can wash it off. The imlo kain adraba al yidei hakur b'shabamayim mitarshei lahabosa. It's gonna make the meat become hard, and it won't be able, the blood won't come out effectively. So even though we have a kabol that the processing of dam of malicha works, but it has to be maximalized. If you happen to have a piece of meat that was frozen, and you waited an hour or so, and then you salted it, and you weren't sure from the core it's melted, then you're not necessarily have a malicha. You have a problem, big problem. That's what the man is talking about over here. That's even worse of a problem, because how are you going to get? Because the outside has already been salted. Now we're going to have a problem of maybe some blood will get chopped over there or something. We have big problems if you mess this thing. What? This is a major issue when they used to ship in from Argentina and other countries to Israel basar kafui, and they used to do salting and everything in Israel, I suppose, when the meat was defrosted. But you got to make sure it's really properly defrosted. Very important halacha. Anyway, what am I showing you over here? I'll tell you what I'm trying to do. The Shulchan Aruch just says, do Hadach Rishon. The first, you see quite clearly that these ideas of Hadach Rishon are very halachic oriented. It's not an emotional thing. One is going to remove the blood, the other one's going to soften the meat. So there are two different ideas. And we're going to see that the Taz says that over here in Sif Beis, there's a Shita Rishona and a Yesh Oisrim. There's two Shitas, and he's going to say that those two Shitas in Sif Beis are dependent upon the Tam for Dam for Hadacha Rishona, which means this is halachic. This is halachic lamaisa, what the reason is. And we're going to discuss it now. But what's so interesting, when you come after this, by the way, Shach brings a similar thing. But with so there's two styles in halacha. One is that you're trying to remove the surface blood, and the other one is trying to soften the meat. Those are the basic two concepts of why Hadach Rishon is necessary. Again, the Gemara doesn't tell you anything about Hadach Rishon. It just says do it. Doesn't say anything else. And if you got the meat back from the butcher, it was probably done already. You can assume, make an assumption it's done, and you can operate that way. And yet we have some major issues here. A potential iser of the dam ba'en that's alav, and we have the other problem that maybe the process of the salting won't work. But now when we come to the psicha, we see that the Prima Gadim brings no less than, was it six or seven? I can remember right now. Six. He brings six. But there are others bring more, at least six different reasons. Now we just said there are two, but now we're going to say there are six. So this is going to take a little, a little challenge. You're going to have to jog your mind a little bit, either scribble it down or at least listen to it, and we'll try to see all six reasons. Now we're going to start the Prima Gadim. Ato avo lefaresh tam hadoch rishona. Hinei rabu bo hadeos. We're in the Prima Gadim's Psicha, with page 328. It's the beginning before the regular Prima Gadim, right before it. And then we're in the left hand column. There's two big columns in my Sefer. The left hand column, it begins V'ator, the paragraph beginning with va'ator, ayin, okay. V'ator abo levaresh tam hadachar rishona. Hine rabu bo adeos. There's many opinions. Tam rishon is the ro'or in the better kabayis. V'zel lishono mipnei hadam shenis yavesh alpanav. Sort of looks like what the man brought, like the taz brought as a first one, but it's not going to be. V'yesh lachush. The achash yanuch mleflot hadam v'tzir yehenitach hadam v'nivla b'bosa. Okay, you'll see in a second why it's not where the smock said something differently. Okay, one second. It's based on this raw, but it's a slight variation there. Okay, because he's calling it dam be'en, and the dam be'en is only shitas hasmak. Okay. So the roar, the smock, whatever it is talking about being afraid that the dam on the outside will become muvla babasa. Now we go on. The haran, but it doesn't say over here. After the dominant seer stopped coming out. Now, I didn't explain that to you, so let me just take a minute and explain it to you. When you how long do you have for the melicha? Well, the melicha is supposed to last an hour. The minig, the din is 18 minutes. The minig is an hour. But let's say you left it hours and hours and hours in the salt, but before you washed off the salt. So the process of melicha is a continuum. Once you started it going, you have a very long period of time, machlekas of 12 or 24 hours. And how do you know it's over? When all the tzir comes out. The tzir is the juice in the meat. So the salt first removes the blood, and then it keeps operating and revving up the meat, and it will extricate the juices. They're going to come out more, they're going to flow out more thoroughly because of the blood, because the salt extricates not just blood, but other liquids are also going to flow out, and there's natural juices that come out. So all that time the salt is active. After 12 or 24 hours, then it stopped, which means to say within those 12 hours, if other blood came in from an outside source, it will go out. So for example, while the meat has been salted, it's remained there, let's say, for an hour and a half. You take another piece of meat that's being salted and you put it right next to it or on top of it. We're not worried, because even though blood will come from piece A into piece B, which has already been salted, it's not like it's going to become treif. If there would be no salt on the bottom piece B, it doesn't have any salt anymore, it's been washed off, then nistamu nikvei aplate, and there's no way to save the meat, because you can't salt it again. You stop the process forever. Nistamu nikvei aplate means you washed it off, and now there's just no way for anything to come out, because the whole thing has been stopped. But if in the middle you left the salt on there, so with the piece of meat B on the bottom has been salted for 3 hours now, all the blood's been removed, but it's still operative, the salt is still taking out the tzir. So if I put a piece of meat that is being salted now on top of it, and the blood will go into that piece of meat on the bottom, it will come out by virtue of the fact that the salt is still operative, because you have the 12 or the 24 hours. Now, you might ask me, which you should, Rabbi Wickler, 12 is half of 24, and 24 is double 12. How come you keep saying 12 and 24? The answer is, nobody knows. It's a machlekes. We're going to utilize actually both of those. So what's going on here? So it's like the old story again. What is this machlekes we've shown him about? Whether you need 60, you need the goy to taste it, you need the 60 plus the goy to taste it. What are all these machlokas and mishonim? Machlokas and metzias? Go see if tzir comes out for 12 hours in 1 minute. If it goes out for 15, 24 hours, go check it out. Stand there and watch it. How could you have a machlokas whether it's 12 or 24? It's a machlokas and metzias.
Well, you said that even if it extricated everything.
It's no, but yeah, because it can still be moving tzir.
Huh?
Because it's still removing tzir. When it's removed all the tzir that it possibly could, then you're in trouble. Then if you salt another piece of meat, even though the salt is on this one, it's that salt is spent. Nothing's happening. It's dead. So it's just as if there was no salt there. There's no way to get out the blood if it goes in because the process stopped. But there's a machlokas whether it stops at the 12 or 24 hours. So how can you not know? Stand there and watch and see the tzir come out. So I believe, as with all of these things, I believe the same answer is that it's not a question.
Draw the line.
Go ahead, say it. Spell it.
Ongoing process. The question is, where do you draw the line?
Why? So why? But it's ongoing. So why do you? Why do you? Why? Just we always feel.
How
fear
far
it.
Do you have to? Do you say that this is still called tzir?
That's it. That's out. It. In other words, is it poilet? Well, it is tzir, but how is it called poilet tzir? In other words, if a mashu was coming out, is that called still the plate of tzir? Or is that just an overdrive? It's just at the end, it's trickling. That doesn't count. The question is definition. Whenever there's a machlok as we've shown him, it's not a question of, like, for example, the tam. You need a kvela and 60? Can you get away with a kvela without 60? It's a machlok as we've shown him. So the goy doesn't taste it. So we need the 64. The answer is we're defining what the tam is in the Torah. When the Torah talks about tam, what kind of tam we're talking about. Over here we're defining what's called pleitas tzir. Because that's a heter for us. We got to make sure it's a real pleitas tzir. So the fact that it dribbles out somewhere between 12 and 24 hours, a machlokes, that dribbling that comes out after 12 hours, where it's a minuscule amount until it gets to 24, that minuscule amount, is that called pleitas tzir? The definition. Whenever there's machlokas, we've shown him, it's just a question of definition. It's not a machlokas and metzias, it's a question of where do you define it? Where does the definition begin and end? Beautiful. Okay. Try to remember that for the future, because I ask that question all the time. All right. So let's go on now. So it's with Ato, Avo, you have everything on the line.
Well,
I should take your shulchan.
Ask for him 20.
Hine Rabu Boadeos. Tama Rishon, Das HaRo'or, we did. That's what? That we're afraid it dries out, and then after the 12 or 24 hours, when the plate is seared and the dam is completed, at that point the salt is on the outside, and there's nothing coming out from the inside to prevent this from going in, and now we will go in. Okay? That's the Ro'or. Comes along the Ran, in Perikola Basa. Eviyu b'taisis bayur she'ein b'tosefes bayur she'ein hamelach maflit eladam lach lo mashin this yavesh. It says he cannot take out. The Ran says you cannot take out dried blood. It cannot be removed. The salt only can operate. It's a liquid process where it goes in. The salt goes into the liquid through the liquid, and then that liquid then draws out because of the salt that tends to draw out from what's in, and then it carries it out. So that process, osmosis, will only work on a liquid, not a solid. And then he continues, lo mashin is yabesh v'yesh lachush, that it's going to put it in. And I don't think the Ran, as I remember, says it's going to put it in either 20. It's going to be after the 12 hours. I think right away it might put it in. I'm going to read briefly the Ran. Not going to go through all of them inside, but I'd like to give you the Chassav, because it's slightly. Or at least I'll change the words here that you don't have. Maybe it's simple enough just to give you the additional words. First he brings the robe, and Nira Li, the Hainu Taimed the Midiach Betchila Kadesh Yisrachech HaBosa, the meat will become salty, soft. The Yetzei Damo El Yedei Malicha, Sheim Yei Nikrash Al Panov, if there'll be hardened blood on the outside, Lo Yehei Koyach Lahoitzi Damoi, you'll not be able to take out the dam. The Tamid Amir, okay. So that's not the way it's being read over here. In the Prima Gadam, he's touching it up differently. I think what he's trying to say is, I'm really reading being Rabbeinu Nissim. He brings Rabbeinu Yoina and he brings the Ro'or. But the Ro'or is the one who says that we're afraid that after the platus dam betzir, the blood will soften up and go inside. Seems that Iran is the one who is stressing that you need the meat itself to be soft. And if something's on the outside that's hard, it will not allow the process to take place. So it seems more that it's impeding the process than it's going to be nivla. The Ro'or is the one who says it's going to be nivla, but the Ron seems to be saying it won't work.
That's the Ron in the Ro'or?
No, I just read the Ron. So he says she'ein ha'melach maflit el adam lach lo mashin es yavesh. The yesh lachush is not the words over there. The yesh lachush was the words of the Ro'or, who was saying that it's going to be after yesh lachush liachash yenuch mazlodam and see it'll go in. He doesn't go in a yesh lachush. I don't know why this is being brought in. But mishmeres habayis, that's the Rashbo. Hisigalov argues on this Ron, I believe. Could be it means the Ro'or. He's arguing the Ro'or. The Ein Lachush, I'm sorry, you're arguing the Ro'or. Why did I say that? The Ro'or is the Bedek HaBayis. The Rashbo wrote the Taurus HaBayis. And the Ro'or wrote a Bedek HaBayis to straighten him out. And the Mishmeres HaBayis is the Rashbo defending himself against the unwanted contributions of the Ro'or to improve his Taurus HaBayis. And usually, he gets the last licks here. Vamishmeres habayis hisigalov, the ein lachushi yeshes man aroch yud beis shaus kiyom tamim. It's unlikely for a person to leave his meat being salted for 12 hours, and therefore it's not a reason for every Jew to wash his meat before the salting. If the whole thing is you're worried about a Jew who's forgotten to take or to wash off the meat after the salting, that's a freak accident. But that's not a reason to go ahead and establish a minig that every Jew has to do throughout the millennium, that he must salt, he wash, soak the meat before he salts it. Yes, he said, because the Ro'or said, you soak the meat? Because maybe after the whole salting process, after 12 hours, and of course it also some whole 24, after 12 hours, and he didn't take the salt off, and then the blood will become moist, because there's a lot of liquid on the outside, and then the saltiness of the blood of the melach that's still on the outside will put the blood into the meat and asur. It's a potential isur, but it's a very unlikely situation, says the Rashbo. V'yod, mimon nefshach. If he taka forgot and waited the 12 hours, imken yavliya dam pleita shal panov. What are you telling me about the dam ben, the dam on the outside? There's dam in the salt, and in the tzir that's on sitting on the surface of the meat. And if this guy is such a klutz to let it sit around for 12 hours or 24 hours. So even if it would be clean when you first started, and there wouldn't be any surface blood, plenty of blood on the surface right before the 12 hours is up. So let that blood go inside. If the whole problem is blood is going to go afterwards, and you're going to hit the 12 hours, and we're going to assa the meat, so that this should happen every time, even if you do the surface blood. You wash it off, you clean it off. So there's two kashas in the raw. Again, the raw says what? That we do it in order to remove the surface blood, because maybe it'll be nitach and go inside after the 12 hours. Rashba's two kashas. Number one, that's very unrealistic that somebody's going to be such a klutz to leave his meat around for 12 hours. And even if he does, even if you took off all the surface blood, when you salt the meat, you're creating new, you're bringing out new blood, and that blood's sitting on the outside, it's going to go in the afterwards. Just to remind you what I mentioned last week, if you remember it, famous Maisa to Rashi. Rashi, it happened in Rashi's house, that there was a piece of meat. It was sitting on a drain board or something, on an incline, and it was being salted, and all of a sudden, and they knew the salting was done, but they didn't remove the meat was sitting there. They woke up the next day, and they see that the meat fell into the sear, and that sear's got into blood and salt, which makes it sharp, and it it's a liquid, and it's sitting in this stuff.
Yeah, no one.
And seer and blood and salt and sing there overnight. So now the question is, did you answer it? So Rashi was Michael. Of course, we're Machmir. But anyway, how we get this way is a different story. But the point is.
Is that called Pasuk HaMalach?
What?
Is that Pasuk HaMalach?
Say that in the ability to take out additional blood, but it's sitting in seer. You don't say that. Yamim rabim, many many days. You see that the dips you have are very salty.
There's no hadachah chrona. They were sitting there.
Right. There was no hadachah chrona. That was the point.
That helps.
Yeah. But the point is, the point is though that okay, I don't know what I was saying over there. How'd I get over to Rashi? How was I getting over to Rashi? We're worried about that blood going in again. We're worried about that blood going in again. So yet no one is worried about 12 or 24 hours of the stuff on the outside. We're going to be martyr it. If it sit there for 12 hours, we're going to be martyr that meat. What? No, that's not the point. I hear what you're saying. That would have helped, right? But that's not the reason, basically.
It's contained. If it's sitting in juice, means there's no way to escape. It's not like on an incline.
Right. Well, that's why we're more mocked. Let's get to it. Okay. MK Yavliya Dam Pedo Kersham. Okay. So now, the Rashba asked these two bombshells. Well, the Kusha Aleph that the Rashba asked. That who's going to make a mistake for the 12 hours? Yesh lamar.
Lo plug.
Mishum basad the boiler urcha. What's basad the boiler urcha?
Traveling.
You have to travel. In those days, you salted your meat, and that was a preservative. So there is such a metzias as salting meat for a long time. It's not such a weird thing leaving salt on for 12 hours. So lo plug. They required you to make hadach rishona, so that there wouldn't be any problem with the dam going in after the 12 hours. But and there was a certain common aspect to it, because people did salt their meat for preserving for a long trip. So there was such a concept of putting it in salt for a long time, not just 12 hours or 24 hours, but keeping it constantly in the salt. So therefore, there's a reason why they should have we should have made the dinner of Hadach Rishon according to the Ra'or. This is the answer for the Ra'or. Second Kasha. Tiknu b'chol bos. Okay. The Kusha Shniya Chazakahi. The second Kasha is a bombshell. The second Kasha was that the kashka, if you forgot and you waited the 12 hours,
right.
And every single case of salting, you should be worried that after 12 hours, even if you removed the surface blood at the beginning of the game, at the end of the game, you also have blood on the surface.
More blood comes out,
So the kusha base, there is a. It's the kusha shni is a chazokihi. The chitema, and if you want to give it teretz, that there are all things. Tam hadoch achroina, mishum dam shebemelech, shelo yismache betavshil. V'tobo hamelech, teba hamelech, limshoch dam elav, v'lo lahaflu menu, k'moshu leva rosh v'osi shapir. He says, maybe you want to give an answer that that's what Hadachrish Achron is, to make sure you get off the additional surface blood. That's what you're supposed to do within that 12-hour time period. The Ze'eno. The Ho'ara or Kosa B'Feirish. The Tam Hadachr base, Mishum Dachlaitish Olov. And it's not to make it that. One second. Not to prevent the blood going into the meat, but to remove the blood so that it won't be there in the cooking. That's what he means, Dam Pladish Olov. Okay. Gam Doichik Lama, another reason why we can't answer up good for the Ro'or. The Soiver Dam Shinis Yabesh, Havi Kitsas Dam Be'en. You see those words? You see that word, Moshe? Not only Kid Dam Be'en, now it's called Kitsas Dam Be'en. Dam shenis yavesh, hava kitzas dam be'en. Yesh koyach livloya liachash yanuach meliflot b'shefa velo dam pleita. Dam pleita is, it means dam that came out by salting. Right? Or maybe even by pushing it out. Maybe by cutting the meat. But dam that came out the dam on the outside is called kid dam be'en, right? And therefore, yesh koyach livloya liachash yanuach meliflot b'shefa velo dam pleita. Dam pleita is not as likely to go in as is dam be'en. Or let's say it another way: dam be'en is a doraisa, and they were more concerned about it. But somehow, maybe he thinks that dam be'en, since it starts out solid, it's a thicker thing, it'll be easier to go in, and the dam pleita is very liquidy, and maybe it doesn't have that power to go in or stick in or whatever. I don't know. What do you want to say?
It just means
that we're looking at it and giving it halakhic status, quote, ki, like dam be'en. Remember, we have a klal, we have a klal kavush kimavushal, and they constantly stress in the mavushim that kavush kimavushal means kir, but not exactly.
The similarities.
Similarities. Very close call.
Similarities.
Not the same. And the same thing here. It's kid dam be'en or it's ktsas dam be'en. It's not dam be'en. Okay. But we're going to give it chumrat dika status as if it were.
What is the plate to show love?
The plate, after the 12, and when you salt the meat, the surface blood then. Whatever comes out from the salting. But that's called dam plate because it came out. Plate, float, came out. Omnam, efshel yashayv. There is one way to answer up for the or. The soivet, the yesh, shishim, b'chaticha, neged dam pleita shal panot velo neged hamelach. There is, we'll see why not neged hamelach, because sometimes we're going to have a shiloh, but if the melach is also and has whatever it is, we're not going to always assume that it is 60 against the melach, but we could say there's 60 against the dam pleita. Now you have to understand something, it's not a game. He has rayas to tell you that he believes that there may be a Kabbalah that Chazal had, that there was that dam pleita, the amount that it would come out from the salting process, will not be greater than the 60-1 of the meat against that blood. That's a possibility. He's not sure, but he think maybe that would be an answer for the ra'ah. He must have rayas for that. Okay, even though we don't have him over here. Okay, but okay. Miru ein amelach mafli b'chad. Okay, dacha beis. Sorry, okay. One second. I don't want to get lost in this one. I don't want to get. We're going to skip a little bit down now to where is the next one? Hatam habeis.
Hatam habeis.
Hudas haran. One second. That's something else. We're up to shlishi probably. Tama basis das taran. We always did tam base. Yeah, hatama base das haran the zelishono kidei l'rachecha boss. I read it to you. Sheim yiyen this yabesh apanov lo yiyeh koyach b'melch lo tzidamo. If it will be dried on the top, you won't be. I read this to you before. Hine das kulon. Mashma the yesh omrim hine das kulon mashma the yesh omrim shuba Mordechai heimachadim im haran. And we didn't discuss it. I don't think we saw it up here yet. But there's a yesh omrim shuba Mordechai means the Mordechai brought a yesh omrim. He brought a shita. They don't have a name associated with it. They call it a yesh omrim shuba Mordechai. And he says heimachadim im haran. That quote in the Mordechai is the same as the Ran's position. L'rachech as a bossa. V'chein hivya shach ba'ois aleph. V'eini yodeya eich yitochein zeh de la Ran tam machmas jindisya b'esh apanov v'tzarich l'rachech v'ibachutz. L'yeshim shem Mordechai atam l'rachech guf hachaticha v'yitzei kol hadam. So there's a little bit of a difference here.
What?
What? Yeah. The Nafka Minatuba. Shila Ran ain't Sarich Lishlos Chatzi Shaw. Our minig is a soak for half an hour.
Yeah.
According to the Ran, if you're only interested in getting off the
surface,
the outer surface,
yeah,
to be supple, that the salt will go inside,
yeah,
and draw out the blood, all the operation takes place in that zone,
yeah,
and all you have to do is soften that zone, then you don't need a full half an hour. According to the Yeshem of the Mordechai, if it's to soften the whole meat, you have to soak ganz good, then maybe you need a full half an hour. And that was one of the things that was bothering the Mordechai. The other rabba, mayim mitashele, soaking too much is going to make it worse. But we saw a minute ago, it's only mitashele if it's cold. But if it's hot, it's not going to be mitashele. So you see how what the confusion is. Even though we have this Kabbalah, that Malicha works, we see right away that nobody agrees with anybody else how it's, what you got to do. I mean, you got to see this. It's unbelievable. And we're going to see Halacha L'maisa, for example, this question about the Shriya. We're not going to, we're not going to require a long Shriya. B'dieved, at least. We're not going to require a long Shriya. As long as it's shorim katzas, that's going to be the halacha. Just one second. So you see that right away, this yeshem mishum Mordechai is not making it. It's the halacha lemaisa, and you're going to see again and again where we're deciding one against the other. It's fascinating. So what's fascinating is the taz and the shach bring it like it's a simple machlokas two ways. You know, there's this and there's that. But now we're seeing the intricacies, and each nuance is a separate set of halachas. Now, if you be machman all of these things, it would be very, very hard. I mean, you know, some of them are not contradictory, but we're talking in a b'dievedika situation. We would ask a lot of cases. A lot of times we're being mako, not following the chumras of all these sides.
Okay. Cold
the right, that's what we just saw it a minute ago, and you saw it in the Note of Yehuda, which we didn't read now, and we saw it in the Pisrei Tshuva. They both said that. So here he's saying he's worried about it soaking too long because probably they use cold water. Now remember, you have to understand something. It's not so easy to do this heating process. Now, what happened with the Hebrew National is that they used hot water before the salting. So they are. That's the thing.
Yes, that is.
So I don't know what exactly.
The feathers?
the meat.
Beef.
The meat itself was being salt. What?
Washing off the meat.
Yeah. Well, I suppose they felt it, washed it off, or, you know, get off the blood, or whatever the deal was, but they ran into this problem. Mm. And the big fight with, the big fight was if it was
too
hot, and it was like a bishul.
Right.
Now, it was coming through a pipe or something, so it wasn't, maybe it wasn't a kli rishon, maybe it was. I mean, there was no question that the halachic issue here was very, very complicated. But the state went for it and fell into a classic trap of trying to determine what's kosher. And you have to understand that these courts, they're discussing all this stuff. You know, they're bringing down all the authorities.
How do they know?
And you know which big authority they brought down?
Who?
They kept quoting me. I didn't know it until
so
afterwards.
They said they answered to a higher authority.
No, they just roasted me. What happened? I was surprised that anyone ever talked to me after that one, because they kept getting my magazine, different articles. I didn't know about it until afterwards. Actually, articles that I was writing were being entered into the court's notes there, and they were discussing whatever it was. I don't know what it said. I don't know what I said, but whatever it is, it was working in the favor of Hebrew National against the government, and they were trying to say that it's treif, and Hebrew National is saying, you know, where they had quoting all the sources that are making on these things, and it was terrible.
But how the government learning every day? How they,
no, no.
Were they?
Yeah, listen. They got a Jewish lawyer, and who they ask. He asked his rabbi or whatever it is. Somebody helped them.
I'll rabbi the green.
You don't need a rabbi degree. You start getting some coolers. I mean, it's very hard for the state to defend. So we only go by the machmir. It's hard for the state to be able to forenter. That's why when the new law was, when they threw out that Hebrew National did not get the law thrown out. Komak got the law thrown out. When the Hebrew Nationals challenged and then found Komak with like a 1-2 punch, and then when the Komak knocked out the law, because it's not defensible for the state to sit there and determine what is kosher. If it would be black and white, you know,
Chazer,
the sheikh, but if sheikhed is kosher, and if you use an imam, it's not kosher, I understand. But if you're going to go ahead and you're going to say that this shita holds this way, and there's two shitas and this is how we go, this is not going to work too well in a court of law.
You have to hand the shooting down the kosher law.
No, very, very indirect, very indirect.
It's not really, how the government is going to decide it, it's really not a valid law in the first place.
Well, the first law?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it was correct if they did, but the point was, they had to be smart enough. The mistake they made was to overextend themselves into areas that were open to interpretation. This hot water thing, as we see, is not 100%. Look at it, it depends how hot it is. If it's Yad Saletis Vod, Yad Nichbeis Vod, Kli Sheni, and Mavashil, if you say it in the Latasha, you have to take it out. It's bad to have the water too cold, you have to heat it up. So there's a lot of things that gave them too many loopholes. If the state would have been a little more careful, this wouldn't have happened. They didn't overextend their bounds, but they didn't realize the way the world was going. Because in the good old days, they had the power and the force to do it. But when they came, and they took over, they fought big guys like Hebrew National before.
Mm.
But Hebrew National did not want to give, because they really wanted that kosher name, and they felt they were being mishandled, and they spent a fortune on the case. They didn't win, but the state didn't win, and it was a sign of the building was toppling. Hatam HaGimel Hudas HaMordechai. The Mordechai itself is the third reason. Shehamelech Yismalei Midam. If you're going to have the salt is going to be filled up with blood, below Yehei Koyach Lahotzi Hadam. So if you don't take off the surface blood and it's not dried out, it's moist, and the salt now starts soaking up that blood, it won't have any ability to take out the blood from the meat. You're using it up before you even got started. Harvi'i Yeshem Shemordechai, which we just mentioned. So we don't have to go that. Hachamishi, the fifth reason. Mishum dam sha'al p'nei ha'boser machmas doichik ha'kupetz choshiv dam be'en v'yavliya af toch shia malicha delegabe dam be'en lo shayach torud v'lo k'koyla
what?
K'boyla pach poyoto. I'm going to explain this whole thing to you. You have to really understand all the words to understand this thing. A kupitz is a
hatchet
or a mallet or whatever it is, you know. Unmallet. Mikleaver. So what are you doing is, he says, if you cut the meat with a meat cleaver and the blood comes out, that's not called dam plate. Dam plate is when you salt it. Maybe cooking is dam plate, but anyway, but salting it is dam plate, makes it dam plate. But if you give it a zetz and you expose a new surface and the blood oozes out, that blood is going to be called dam be'en. Okay? I would maybe could have been moved to a bus, maybe, but it's going to be dam be'en now. Okay? Now, that dam be'en, again, it's not. See this more, Moshe, look at the words. We had the word ktsas dam be'en. I told you we have ke'en dam be'en. Now we have choshiv dam be'en. Even though it's not dam be'en, but we can consider it.
What is the dam be'en?
Because really it came from the movable boss. It came didn't come, it wasn't there in the regular places where we call dam be'en in the heart and the. In these big.
So the real dam ben is only what comes from a major
vessel.
Because
that dam ben
nefesh.
No, that's paris. Dam ben is just
separate,
it just means that there are other blood that is out there in the field. Look, I don't want to get lost in this. Elio and I had a little discussion about it after the shiur last week. I don't want to get into because I don't really say I have a handle on it exactly. What this movable baser and non movable baser is, whether, you know, like we were discussing last time, it doesn't mean that it's, it includes more than capillaries, does it include the arteries, or some veins and arteries or not, is it just the concept, were they really aware that it's not in the baser? I don't want to get into that other area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. What?
What about the biggest thing?
I'm saying.
Coronaries.
No, in some veins and arteries they have to be cut,
but
other ones do not have to be cut. So why they not cut? They're not cut because they're called muvlo abasa, or they're not cut because just they're not cut. But muvlo abasa is unique in the sense that you can't see it; it's lost inside.
Do they cut the veins that go from the heart, the big ones?
Yes.
Coronaries.
Yes. Well, when? What's it?
Cut when?
What do you mean? They don't.
You do in the shkita.
In the shkita,
gets cut.
You have to breathe in, which is probably different arteries around it. What is it?
Arteries.
They cut then. So those are probably cut then. Those are cut then. But as far as that, unless you're eating the stuff around the heart, there's no reason to cut anything over there. I mean, you know, they did eat the heart, and then they would take out all the blood first. It says you have to leave koiroi, and afterwards you cook it. Okay, let's go.
You probably broil it, no?
Broil it.
You don't have to.
It's a muscle. You don't have to do it.
It's only liver.
There's plenty of blood in the heart, but if you cut the chambers open, then the blood comes out. There's not so much in the muscle. It's not more than anything else.
I thought it was the same thing as the liver.
No. It's worse than the liver, and it's dam be'en, and the liver is only an iser derabbanan. I mean, the Torah, it's not even called blood. So it's different in quality, and the content is much more blood in the liver, and then the actual organ of the heart. There's no special blood, directly like anything else. Very, very little. Probably very little. But the cutting is just because there are places where the dam wells up. Yeah. So that's where you have to cut. But you, there's nothing in the muscle itself is not a problem. They actually, what they do with the heart,
yeah,
is that they cut it up and they put it into your
dog food.
They put it into your what?
Dog food.
They put it not dog. I wish it was the dog food. Okay. The Rav Zatzal used to say that they put it into your drank for this. Yeah.
They don't do it now. They use ground beef.
Maybe they don't allow it anymore because they a lot of parts of the animal they don't allow us to use anymore. Mm. But I don't know if that is or it isn't. Okay, anyway, let's go. So the next one. Look at the Chamishi again.
Hmm?
What's the fifth one? It's talking about when you give it when you cut with a knife.
Really?
So now it's called kid. It's choshev dam be'en, the blood that comes out. The yivle el toch shir malicha, af toch shir malicha. We're afraid that dam be'en that's on the surface will go in the salting process. And here are the key words you have to know. The legabe dam be'en lo shayach torud the lo kibol kafpoto. What's torud? The rule, there's a rule called Aide the treaty lifloit lo bola. Aide the treaty lifloit lo bola. Since it's busy giving off, it will not be able to absorb. It can only go one way. If it's going out, then nothing's going to go in. If it's going in, then you're in trouble. So, but out of your tree, lift load. Since the highway is busy in this direction, it's not going to go in the other direction. That's out of your tree, lift load, bola. And we don't apply that svara to dam be'en. In other words, dam balua, dam plate, we're going to apply that svara, and dam be'en, I'm going to apply the svara. Now you're going to ask me, that's illogical. Mm. I agree with you.
Mm.
But the point is, a lot of hilchas melicha is svaras. And this is a kabod that we have. We're going to see many cases where you're going to buy into it unquestionably. But now the problem with bothering you is we're pitting dam be'en against another dam. It doesn't make any sense to us.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, one is a derabbanan and one's a deraisa.
Mm-hmm.
Dam pleita is the rabbanan. Dam shemolcha is only the rabbanan. And dam ben is a deraisa. So whether this is real dam ben or not real dam ben, it's given the halachas of dam ben. So we're going to apply the dam ben rule, which is that either the tribute liflo won't help you. It should logically help if it's the same metzias.
It
should logically help whatever it is. But the answer is we don't have that heter for the deraisa. Okay. Now what's the second one? Also very interesting. The second one is kabbalah kachpolto. Kaboyla kach poito means that just as it went in, it will come out. So there is a melicha process here. So you're right. It's a revolving door. If the blood is going to go in, you take a piece of meat and you give it a zest. And you didn't wash off the surface. And you made a melicha without washing off the surface. Forget about now that you might fill up the blood. I fill up the salt again. I'm not talking about that one now. I'm just working on this far right now. A little bit on the surface. Little bits on the surface. So if we're going to proclaim that that's dam be'en, so maybe it's going to go in. You can't say out of the tree lifla la bolo. You can't say that since the meat is giving off its own blood, it won't be able to absorb, because you don't say that by dam be'en. But what about kabbalah kapolto? Kabbalah kapolto means it goes in and it goes out. It's a revolving door. And there is salt. We're salting it.
Okay.
So it should work.
Yeah.
That it goes. You're putting it in. That's going to make a trace. No, The salt is putting it in because it's dam be'en. You don't. Nobody be saying that salt.
So
but salt.
That's
like roasting something. I mean, I put something that's salty next to this thing, next to a plain piece of meat. It's like it's a process. But melicha is a process called melicha kiroseya. Right? It's like broiling. It's a process. But we're afraid it's going to put it in too. You see, we kept all these spurs kept saying it'll be meat and go inside afterwards.
So pull it out.
out.
Oh, so that's the answer. But you don't say that by Dan Ben. Remember these two clothes, they're very important. That by Dan Ben, which is the riser, we don't say the svaras of Kavol Kal Kolto, and we don't say the svara of Adidatri Lifl Lobola. You can't, you have to wash it off. That's right. That's right. Okay, that was the fifth one. Now, the sixth one is Tam Harosh. The K van the Shalom Hudach Barishona. If you didn't wash it off in the beginning, Ein Koyach B'melach Lahaflit Kol Kach B'Shefa. Not the meat won't be soft. It won't be soft. But you can't get the process going if you don't have it wet on the surface. If there's no moisture on the surface,
it won't work well.
The salt won't work well. You take a dry piece of meat and put salt. Water on it, put salt on it. It won't work as well. A little bit will happen, but not the way you really want. So to get the right blend, you have to have a certain moisture. Now we're going to see that even when you do the Hadach Rishon, you have to shake it off, not have it too soaking, dripping wet, because then it'll melt the salt, and you won't have any value of it either. this is an amazing thing. I mean, to me, it's amazing that we're still relying on this din of salting, and we're saying salting works when you saw already. It's so complicated to put all of these things together.
Yeah.
It should be moist, but not too moist. It should be soaked, but how long? It should be clean in this, and then we're going to discuss the size of the salt and so many variables. You know, our people today who are achshura dora, people who only eat not glut meat. Base Yosef, super glut.
That's not glut.
And then only with this hashkacha, one hashkacha. For one shechita, not anywhere in the world, because some of the places they don't like it in certain South American countries. So you've got to go to the right country, the right shechita, the right shechit, the right this, then it'll eat the piece of meat. This is how we live today. It's amazing in our world why no one just blew the lid off Malicha and said, Malicha works, according to which shechita? You did Malicha. Which shita? How much salt did you put on? I was at a butcher store. I won't mention the name, but even though those who are here know what it is, and we'll keep trying to keep quiet in these days. So we was at a butcher store, and I saw that I felt he wasn't putting enough salt on. And I talked to the mashgiach, and I talked to him, and he said, you know, they had very light training, if at all. And you know, the balabar shouldn't weigh salt, whatever it is, I think it's good. So I said, listen, you had a Rabbi Machshir. Obviously, he doesn't come in too often, because I'm seeing this and he's not seeing it. Next time he comes, to ask him.
I mean, he's coming, he proves
no,
it.
No, next time,
I know the Rabbi Machshir doesn't.
Because the Rabbi Machshir agreed with me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, how much is enough salt? Did I ever have Kabbalah on this thing? I never worked a day in kashrus in my life. I don't know anything about kashrus. I just have the seichel and learn a little Shulchan Aruch. But I have no idea about what's, you know, I don't know what they tell them, how much salt. I never was there, anybody told them how much salt to put on. But to me, it looked like it wasn't doing it. Because if we're going to learn, you have to have all of it really covered.
Okay.
I went to another place. I was afraid to buy the chickens. There was, you couldn't see the chicken. It was white like snow. The salt was so thick. Even if they washed it for 2 hours afterwards, I don't think you'll ever get off that. That salt was so bad. It was so frum. I never saw it in my life. And I saw a lot of salting of chicken. I never saw it like this in my life. It just took it and covered it all. Instead of doing it for me, no, this is the way, these are purpose. This is a high-end kosher bird. Of course, very
thick layer. The extra salt.
I know. Maybe psychologically, but Mamash, I felt like it was the winter, because it was in summer, but I thought it was like the winter. Unbelievable snow around the whole thing. So, you know, so everybody, so that was a chicken is not, there's less surface area and everything. Unbelievable what they did. And yet, to define how much salt you need.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's not so easy to throw salt on a big piece of meat. The big slabs.
Yeah.
If you're telling me you need it all around, and it shouldn't be too wet, and all this stuff, it's really very hard. I personally think that a lot of rethinking should have been done in this area.
A lot of what?
Rethinking. I mean, you read those, when you learn the halacha.
What do you know about it?
Not too much.
They do it all the salt is done is in large slabs?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Full size.
Oh yeah. But it's cut. No, it's not full size.
It's cut.
Three, four, five pieces, but not a lot.
The whole bang.
It's a big bang. What?
The whole bang.
No. A four quarter is cut into a couple pieces.
But
it's still
like 50 pounds
or something like that. It's a huge item that's being salted at once. And he's turning it over the size, and you're throwing. They sprinkle a little here and sprinkle a little there. When you're salting a chicken, you could sprinkle. You say it's going to get something, you know. But when you're doing a big piece of meat, you need a volume of salt. I'm telling you, it was very, very light. And then at least the mashkia, the Rabbi Mashi, was masking to me. What?
Are we scheduling a field trip?
I definitely go with you. Anyway, okay, let's go. I gotta leave in 4 minutes. Let's go. Ashishihu Tam HaRosh Kevin Shalom Wuduch Barishona Ain Kar B'mel HaFlit Kol Kach B'Shefa. It's not going to work well enough unless you have water hit there. Pirish Mitzas L'Chutz V'Yavliya Toich HaBasa D'Lo Shayach Torud Kevin De'Ain MaFlit B'Shefa. If it's not taking out a lot, then you can't say the svara of Torud. Torud means I had three little labola, so it would be balea if it's not coming out properly. Vayain Knesset Gadola, and he goes on to something else over here, but let's do the sixth one. That was the sixth one. All right, let's just go back to the Shulchan Aruch now and do the shach, and then I'll let you guys go. The shach is Samuktes, the first one over there. It's not going to read much differently than the Taz, but it's a no. It's him.
This is 25.
Tzarich la'adiach habaser. Kodem alicha. Hatam kedesh yisrachech habaser. V'yetzei domo al yedei malicha ran. So the first sheet that he brings is a ran, which is to soften the meat, so then you're going to be able to do what? The Yesha and the Yesha Mishab Mordechai. But the Mordechai cause of Hatam, the Dachrishonahi, Lavia Lichluch Sha'ala Chaticha. You gotta take away the schmutz.
Mm.
By the way, he doesn't even just say blood.
Mm.
Any schmutz that's there. She'im lo kain, Hamelech Nismalei Menu. It's gonna impede the process because you dilute. The salt is not going to be effective. V'shuv lo yotzi hamelech adam shebechaticha. Ulahanech trei tame mahane im yachzor v'yadichenu v'yimlechenu. So then it'll work to do a redo. Afilu achazman. Avah goes Mordechai kosvu b'shem smak hatam ibnei shamelech mavliya the ein maflit. The salt is going to put it in. And there ain't no maflit dam shehu be'en. Dam be'en, it doesn't work to put plate on it. You're not soymech on plate in dam be'en. Dam be'en goes into something, you're not soymech on it. If real dam be'en goes in other words, if I salt piece A with piece B, A is being salted and piece B is not salted, so then it goes in the blood, but it's going in dam plate. But what if I got some way of soaking in dam be'en without the process of malicha? Now you have dam be'en inside, then you won't say that you can take it out.
Why?
Because you don't say kabal kach polto. You don't see. I don't think he's saying it. I don't think he'd say it. He says it'll be ve'ein o maflit dam shu be'en. Won't be maflit. Okay. So now that I don't have the time to go through it today, we'll finish it next time. But the Taz says, if you look at Sif Beis. So let's just see Sif Beis. It's very interesting. What? Sif Beis. Im Molach velo hidiach techila. He did the malicha process. But he forgot to do Hadach Rishona. V'yamlichenu shanis. Then take the thing out, and you'll again. What did you do? You salted it, and you didn't soak it. You didn't soak it before. You didn't soak it afterwards. You went ahead and just salted. What?
Did you finish the salt?
No. No, I'm just showing you something. So you didn't soak the meat. You just salted the meat, and then you you just salted the meat. So now you could take it, and you could do a soaking and a salting. The yesh oyster in the second sheet to hold, you can't do it. So the question is, where are these coming from? This, take a look at the Taz. The yachs. Let's see if the window is a few lines down here. The Yesh Oisim who smack, Umari Trusin, Trusin, Svirole, the Shani Hocha, the Bola Dam, the En, Lo Arminan, Shayetse Al Yedei Malicha. So, in other words, the Machlekas we had in Sif Aleph, between whether or not there's a problem of Damba, special deal of Damba N, or it's to soften the meat and to make the to remove the outer surface of the blood, etc. That will make a difference about whether we're going to be able to do Malika Shni over here. Because if you blew it by doing the Damba N problem, then once you've put it in, they'll never come out again. But now, I want to show you one thing, and this I don't have the time to go into today, but one thing is very interesting, and that is, how do you get the salt off and re-salt?
Because
if you soak it, then what's the problem? That's Hadacha Shnia, and what happens?
Nistimu
Nikvei Apleita. You've closed out the sources of it going out. And then the game is over.
Yeah,
but if you have the salt on there, then when you're doing the second salting, to throw more salt on is going to be on the salt repeating it. You can't do that. So the way the Rebbe taught it was that you would have to take it with a light, dry, with a lightly rag that's moist, but not soak. And then you take the salt off and you put the salt on.
When does it get closed up?
After soaking, after the salting.
Once it gets closed.
Yeah.
Wait, you're going to soak it again? You're going to do like
that? You're going to do a Hadar Rishonah now.
No, what?
Hadar Rishonah is going to close it. Hadar Rishonah is going to close it.
No.
Before all inside it.
No. The,
well, the first one,
when
the
meat doesn't know that it's Hadar Rishonah, it thinks it's Hadar Rishonah.
There's salt involved. I see what you're saying.
Why
doesn't it washing automatically? No matter when you do it, washing it. The first washing, you're saying, should do the same thing. You're saying.
Good kasha. Something I've been to think for a week. Try to let you know.
Okay.
Have a good week, gentlemen.